All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Returning to Mia. Let's get started. Let's see. Probably just jerk off for a while. Ew, that's so gross, Grim. I'm just kidding. You better be, because if I find any suspicious stains on that couch, your ass is mine. Kinky. Well, God, you know I didn't mean it like that. But I could get my hands on one of Viv's strap-ons if you're so interested. Nah, I'm good. I like my butthole just the way it is. Exit only. I still appreciate the offer, though.
Hold on, let me kick the cat out and lock the door. I gotta lock the door so the cats don't keep pushing it open. I only got one of them that does it.
Two cats and one of them just... crazy, man. Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Sure.
With this, Grace walks away. With nothing else to do, you sit back and decide to watch TV for a while. An hour later.
Ugh. Why is there nothing good on TV? I really gotta get some video games to play here. Sounds like someone's at the door.
Getting up off the couch, you head to the front door.
I wonder who that could be. Isla? Hi, Grim. Sorry to stop by out of the blue like this. Don't worry about it. But, is there something I can help you with? Actually, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Grace, too, actually. Oh, this is about last night, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, come on in. Thanks. Grace is having a bit of a rest right now, but I can wake her up if you want. Oh, she is? Yeah, turns out she doesn't have the alcohol tolerance she advertised. Right. You know what? Don't bother her. I wanted to apologize in person, but I'll just call her later. You sure? Yeah. Also, I didn't want to apologize to you as well. I appreciate that, but you really don't have to. I do. Things got way out of control, and I'm the one to blame for it. I should have known better than to think it wouldn't go so poorly. You really don't have to beat yourself up over it, Isla. Your heart was in the right place, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Just maybe try not getting any ideas like that in the future. Trust me, I won't. After last night's debacle, I'm done trying to bury the axe between those two. That's probably for the best. I just wish it didn't have to be this way, you know? To be honest, I'm still not entirely sure where so much of their animosity comes from. You and me both. Guess some people just really rub each other the wrong way. Clearly, although sometimes... sometimes... nothing, doesn't matter. Just tell me, I can see there's something you want to get off your chest. Just that sometimes I think there's something more to it. Such as... I haven't got a damn clue. It's just a weird gut feeling. I'm probably way off. Mm-hmm. Has she mentioned anything to you? You know, except the stuff we already know? Not really. Can't say that she has. Okay then. Sorry. No, it's fine. Anyway, I should get going. I've taken up enough of your time for today. For the day, rather. Positive you don't want me to fetch Grace for you? I'm sure she wouldn't mind. No, don't worry about it. I'll talk to her another time. Alright. Hopefully I'll be seeing you around, Grim. Bye. Definitely. See ya.
Still looking a little concerned, Isla leaves.
Such drama. Now I feel like I need a lie down.
Deciding there wasn't any good reason not to, you head upstairs. As you walk up the stairs, you hear Grace.
Hey, Grim? Yeah? Can you come in here for a minute, please? Sure.
Obediently, you head to Grace's room.
Hey, you awake already? Yeah, I've just been dozing in and out for a while. Who was that at the door? Oh, it was just Isla. Isla, what was she doing here? She came by to apologize about what happened last night. She has no reason to. Yeah, that's what I said. Still, I'm guessing she felt pretty guilty about inviting us over to begin with. The only one who should feel guilty is me. Well, me and that shit stain of a husband she has. Yeah. Anyway, if that's all, I'll leave you to it.
And just before you leave...
Grim? Since you're here, would you mind? I know this is a weird thing to ask. Just spit it out, Grace. Do you think you could maybe give me a foot massage? You want me to massage your feet? Only for, like, a minute? I have a cramp around the sole area of my right foot, and I just can't seem to rub it out. Rub it out? Yeah, would you mind giving it a go? I suppose I could try. Really? Oh, thank God. It's been bothering me ever since I woke up. I have no idea what I'm doing, but we'll see if I can help. Thanks.
Slightly raising up her right leg, you can't help but feel anxiousness begin creeping in.
Don't worry, they're clean. Oh, I wasn't, why did I start acting so fucking weird? It's just a foot massage. Stop overthinking it, you idiot. Whenever you're ready, Grim. Right, yeah. As you place your hand on her right foot... Oh, that tickles. Sorry. Don't be. I'm just very sensitive in certain parts. Uh-huh.
With her soft, supple foot cradled in your hand, you start gently massaging.
Oh wow, that feels pretty amazing. What is it about someone else's hand on your body that makes it feel so much better? I really don't know. Right there, Grim, that's the spot. Just keep working that area. It's just a foot massage, it's just a foot massage, it's just a foot massage. Oh, maybe work that spot a little harder? Don't worry about being too rough. I can take it. Oh, okay, she likes it rough? I wonder. Does she like other things rough too? Hey, Grim. Huh? I do. You do? You do what? I do like other things rough. Wait, how did you... Yeah! Well, what are you waiting for? Why don't you show me just how rough you can be? Ah! Whoa, what the hell? I can't do it. I can't do it. Grim, what's going on? What are you muttering about? I can't do it. Really? Are my feet that gross? What? Did I just imagine that whole thing? Well, my self-esteem is really plummeting right now, just so you know. Sorry, it's not that. I just, I remember there's something important I gotta do. Like what? College stuff. Okay. Sorry, but I gotta go. Maybe I can finish the massage some other time. Sure, whatever you say. Thanks.
Before she could even finish speaking, you run out of her bedroom quite panic-stricken.
Shit, what the fuck is going on inside your head, you fucking lunatic? Having these kind of thoughts about her. It's wrong, it's sick, and it came completely out of nowhere, too. How the fuck does that even happen? This can't be happening again. Things are finally going good in life. I can't allow myself to mess it up. So maybe I do need to get help.
With mildly trembling hands, you reach into your pocket and take out your phone.
Hopefully there's someone in this town I can go to.
For a few short moments, you diligently search before finding what you were looking for.
This might be something. I really hope it works. Hello, I was wondering if I could make an appointment to see someone. It's kind of urgent.
Making sure Grace doesn't notice you leave, you're out of the house not long after, and an hour or so later.
Thank you for seeing me on such short notice, miss. You have no idea how badly I needed to talk to someone. Lucky for you, we had a cancellation right before you called. Yeah, lucky me. I really mean it. Thank you, miss. Just call me Giselle. Okay. So, Grim, why don't we get right into it? What is it that seems to be troubling you? I don't even know how to get into this. Alright, so... there's one thing that's bugging me, and I'll fix it real fucking quick. There's a white noise that plays, and they fixed it in another version of this game that I haven't got. So, we'll just have to go through it. I don't even know how to get into this, with honesty. Also, with determination to face your struggles head on, that's the only way this can work. I know. It's just that the thing that's bothering me is kind of an uncomfortable subject, I guess. They typically are. Right, but this is on a whole other level. I see, so why don't you lay it on me and I'll see if I can maybe provide some advice. Okay, the reason I'm here is because I started having thoughts about someone I shouldn't. What kind of thoughts? Violent? Sexual. Oh, well, having sexual thoughts is a perfectly normal thing. Why is it you think you shouldn't be having them? It's okay, Grandma, I won't judge you. Whatever you divulge to me, it'll only ever stay between us. I know. Okay, they're about my aunt. Interesting. Actually, I shouldn't say they, because it's only happened once. Just once, you say? Don't you think perhaps coming here was an overreaction, then? All kinds of thoughts pop up into our minds on a daily basis. And a lot of them might only ever happen a single time. Now, if they were persistent, or you felt like you were going to act on them, that would be a different situation. I know, but the thing is, there have been others in the past who I've had these thoughts about. And I eventually acted on each and every one of them. The thing that troubles me so much now is, I thought I'd grown out of that stuff. Let me ask you a question, Grim. Do you want to act on these thoughts about your aunt? I don't know. I want to say no, but then, why would I even have them to begin with? Do you find her attractive? Attractive? I guess. You guess? Okay, I do. Still, just because I find her attractive doesn't mean I want to, you know, do anything about it. I didn't say it did, just trying to get a clear picture of the situation. Why don't we get back to what you said before? What was that? You mentioned having similar thoughts about other people and how you acted on them. I guess there's no... Wouldn't you agree that this is an entirely different scenario? Seeing how this particular instance involves your aunt? That's the problem, those other people. They were also people I shouldn't have done anything with. And why is that? Well, because they're also... I see. God, I'm so screwed up. No, you just made some mistakes. Significant ones, but mistakes nonetheless. Yeah. These previous encounters, when was the last time they occurred? About 2 years ago. That's quite a while. I thought so too, but apparently not long enough. And has it also been 2 years since you last even fantasized about it? Pretty much, yeah. Maybe a little less. It's quite fascinating indeed. Has anything happened in your life recently that might have caused this to happen? Well, sort of, yeah. And what was that? I moved to this town less than a week ago to spend the summer, and I've been living with one of the people I had a relationship with, and proper relationship. So you're saying you hadn't spent much time with her before now? And the last 2 years? No. She moved away and came to live here with my aunt. And now the three of you are living under one roof? Yup, not the smartest idea I've ever had, I know. Depends, what's the situation between you and this other girl? Complicated. Just to be perfectly clear, can I ask what your relationship is with her? She's my sister. That's what I thought. And you had a sexual relationship with her? Yes. And it ended 2 years ago, when she left and moved here? Correct. Am I right to assume the move had something to do with your relationship? Yeah. It ended poorly? It did, very poorly. If I may, since you arrived here, have you and her had sex? No, definitely not. Do you still have romantic feelings for her? That's a tough question to answer. Honestly, don't know. So it's possible you still do? I don't know what to say. All I know is I can't go down that road again. Not only was it so fucking wrong. Oh, sorry. You're fine, I'm a big girl. Not only was it wrong, but I have a girlfriend now. That's great. Is she your first? Yeah, and she's great. She's honestly everything I could have ever hoped for in one girl. And yet you still find yourself desiring other women? Exactly. So those women that you find yourself lusting over, are they always ones that would be seen as societally unacceptable? I would say socially. It sounds better, socially unacceptable. Not all of them. In fact, there's this one girl I've just recently met who came on to me pretty strong the other night. Really? What did you do? I let it happen. I imagine you must be feeling some guilt over it. Yeah, a lot. Have you thought about why you might have let it happen? Why? I don't know. Because I'm a horny idiot, probably. It's never as simple as that. Do you think subconsciously it could be that you're attempting to sabotage your current relationship? Why would I do that? I'm very happy with my girlfriend. Are you? I think so. Is it possible that you may have entered into this relationship as a way of creating obstacles between you and these other desires? How could I possibly know that? The way I see it, Grim, is that you really have to reflect on what it is you truly want. Do you want to be the good guy, faithful to a single woman? Or perhaps you're not ready for that just yet. Not ready for that kind of commitment, I mean. And the pressure of it has manifested into sexual desire for others. Even for the people the rest of the world would frown upon. So what are you saying? I should break up with my girlfriend and do what? Start screwing anyone and everyone I can? Not quite. I'm saying you should be true to yourself. Trust me, pretending to be someone that you're not forever, you'll just end up doing more harm than good that way. You're probably right about that. I'm quite certain. Still, I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface of what's going on inside that head of yours. So what do you think about making this appointment a regular thing? That sounds like a good idea. How regular were you thinking? Twice a week would be my recommendation. Twice a week? Damn, I don't know if I can afford that. You're a student, aren't you? Yeah. Well, as it turns out, we have a concession for students. I think you'd only be paying half. Oh, well, if that's the case, then it might be doable, I guess. Good, because I think we'll really be able to work through it. I hope so. Though, to be honest, just having someone to talk to about this stuff is almost worth the cost alone. I'm glad you feel that way. So what do you say we do this again in 3 days? I'm cool with that. Great. I look forward to delving further into the issues that are troubling you, Grim. All I ask is that you be completely honest and forthcoming with me during these sessions. No matter how embarrassing, shameful, or even sordid the details, I demand my patients be an open book if they wish a decent chance of receiving true help from me. Is that something you think you can do, Grim? Are you willing to open up to me completely? Yes, I think I am. Excellent. Then I look forward to discovering where this journey takes us.
Saying goodbye, you leave the office feeling quite satisfied with how it all went. A while later.
This isn't as exciting as I thought it would be. Imagine how I feel. And it's like this all the time? More or less. Fuck, a bit depressing. Look, you can just head on home if you want. I'll be closing up pretty soon anyway, so you might as well. Thanks for the offer, but I promised to be here the whole time, so that's what I'm gonna do. I know, but this place is fucking dead. You wouldn't be missing anything by leaving a bit earlier. Like I said, I made a promise. But... would it be okay if I took a quick walk along the beach? I'll only be a few minutes, I swear. It's just that I'm dying to stick my toes in some sand, and the moon out there is so beautiful. You like to take nighttime walks too, huh? Of course, they're the best kind of walks. Yeah, I think so too. So, mind if I go? Go ahead. Yay! I'll be like 10 minutes max. Have fun. Thanks. Ugh, finally some peace and quiet. Don't mind if I do. Cheers. Gulp. Ah, that's the stuff. I suppose it wouldn't be so bad to have. Isla? Mia, hey, I know this is kind of screwed up of me to ask, but can I please use your restroom real quick? Why, can't you just use the one at your bar? I could, but the thing is, they're, kind of full. You're kidding me. I'm sorry for having to ask this, but I had no other choice. And I'm sort of busting here, so... fine, but you're buying a drink when you come out. This place isn't a damn public toilet for you and your patrons. Thank you so much. And I'll even buy 2 drinks to show you how grateful I am. Yeah, yeah. This is so humiliating.
Meanwhile, not far from the bar.
I wonder how those two are getting on. Whoop. Not that I expect them to become best friends or anything, but it'd be nice at least if they... It'd be nice if they at least don't dislike one another. Is that Sadie? It is, but what's she doing out here? Hey, Sadie! Oh, hey, babe. What's going on? Is everything okay? Why wouldn't it be? No reason. It's just that I thought you'd be at the bar with Mia. You guys didn't get into an argument or anything, did you? What? No, of course not. I just wanted to take a little walk along the beach. And since that bar is completely dead right now, Mia said it was cool. Alright, that's good then. I gotta say though, I don't know how she does it. Sitting around day after day in that place with nothing to do. Just one day in there being bored out of my mind, I wanted to shoot myself. And she actually goes through it every day? Yeah, business hasn't been great lately. Then I wonder why the place across the road is so bustling. Looks like it became the place where the cool kids hang out. I guess. Anyway, what are you doing here? No reason, really. I was just pretty boring back at the house, so I thought I'd come back to check how you guys were doing. That's it? Huh? Yeah, why? Don't know. It's something because you couldn't bear to be away from me any longer. Oh, well, yeah, that too. You really do suck at making a girl feel special, you know that? Yeah, I do, don't I? Yep, but don't worry. You can make it up to me later. I definitely will. Okay, let's get back. I told Mia I'd only be a few minutes. Alright, come on.
Holding hands, the two of you walk back to the bar.
I'm back! And look who I picked up along the way. Grim, what are you doing here? Just thought I'd see how things were doing over here. Same as usual, about three customers in between a whole lot of twiddling our thumbs and scratching our asses. Haha, that's funny. Seems that Sadie's taken a liking to Mia. Not sure if the feeling's mutual. I'm actually glad you're here. Really? Yeah, I've been itching to get the fuck out of here for the day, so... Now that you're here, you mind if I head off a little early? Oh, sure, that's fine by me. I'll close up. Thanks, you're a lifesaver. I'll see you guys back home. Hey, stop that. Oh, I almost forgot. Isla is in the restroom, so... Not now, Sadie. Sadie. Not Sadie. Not Sade. Your name is Sadie. You got that? Huh? Oh, yeah, I got it.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
See you at home. Okay, later.
Not interested in spending another second here, Mia leaves.
Are you nuts, Sadie? That was also fixed in the new version of the game. What? I just wanted to get a little grab of my boyfriend's bulge. That's fine, but maybe do it after Mia's gone? Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You're incorrigible, you know that? I know. Don't you just love it? Sometimes... Oh, I have an idea. Where are you going? Why don't I do a dance for you? But you know how to use one of those, right? No, but how hard can it be? Deceptively so, I think. I think I can handle it. Now. Just watch and enjoy.
As you keep watching, Sadie begins dancing seductively around the pole. Contorting her toned, lithe body around it, she's indeed proving to be a natural.
She's actually pretty good at that. Just hope she doesn't get too carried away.
Suddenly, with her hands clinging to the pole, Sadie lifts herself off the ground.
Yay me! This wasn't hard at all. I think I'm just as good as... Ow! Fuck! Damn, are you okay? Damn it, that hurts. I fell right onto my tailbone. Still thinking it's easy? Shut up, I just slipped, that's all. Admit I was nailing it otherwise. Yeah, you were doing pretty good, I suppose. Would you say it was turning you on a little? Possibly. Good, because I just noticed something. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. Holding your gaze with an alluring smile, Sadie locks the door. Sadie? Yes, Grim? Seriously, what's going through that head of yours? Don't you remember what I said to you earlier? I think so, but right now isn't. I said that the next chance I got, I'd tear those clothes off you. I know, but this isn't the place to... And I fully intend on following through with that. Dropping to her knees, Sadie places her hands on you. Think I'll start with this. There we go. Would you believe I'm salivating just looking at your big hard cock? We shouldn't be doing this here, Sadie. I know, and that's what makes it so much hotter. Unfurling her long wet tongue, Sadie starts licking the tip of your throbbing cock. That feels so good, babe. So you don't want me to stop? No. With her big eyes pointing up at you, she smirks victoriously. I knew you'd come around. Yeah. Oh my fucking... That's right, swallow the whole thing. Pushing onto the back of her head, you press your pelvis forward until her mouth is completely stuffed and she begins to gag. Is it all the way? With her eyes almost watering, she manages half a nod. That's my girl. Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Do what you came here to do. Enthusiastically, Sadie begins sucking you off. Shit, yeah. Fuck, I've missed this. Just a little more and I'm gonna come. No. Huh? What? I want you to fuck me. Seriously? Right here? Yes. Still out of breath, Sadie wastes no time pulling her shorts off. Wow, no underwear? I came prepared, slipping her top off too. Sadie finds a nice place for herself and turns to you. God, you're hot. Yeah? Prove it. With your heart pounding and cock pulsating, you almost charge towards Sadie. Spreading her legs, you position yourself between them, your shaft rubbing against her pussy lips. Finally, you slide it in. Still feels as good as you remember? Even better. Now, are you gonna keep talking or are you gonna fuck my brains out? Option B, definitely option B. Then get going, cowboy. As you continue fucking Sadie, unbeknownst to either of you, there's someone else at the bar, too. Jeez, I was on the toilet for so long, my legs are numb. I really shouldn't have eaten that curry Cindy made. She's a hell of a mixologist, but her cooking leaves a lot to be desired. And she's such a sensitive girl, I couldn't... Suddenly, Isla hears a strange noise coming from outside. Excuse me, outside the restroom. A human noise, but not sounding like words. Instead, it sounded more like moaning. Is that Mia? No, it didn't really sound like her. And even if it did, why would she be making those kinds of noises? As a matter of fact, it kind of sounds like... Oh, God! Grim! You like that? You like railing that? You like that? You like me railing that little pussy? Oh, fuck, you know I do, baby. But I want you to go even harder. Fuck me till I scream. Yeah, you know, you should be careful what you wish for. With your legs burning and sweat dripping down, you grab hold of Sadie tightly. Picking up the pace, you pound her with all your might. Fuck! 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 I can't believe I'm watching this. I shouldn't be watching this, but... I can't take my eyes away. What he's doing to her? How her body's responding to his thrusts. I wonder what it would feel like. You feel so good, Sadie. I'm not sure how much longer I can last. Just a little more, Grim. I'm almost there. I don't know if I can hold out that long, but I'll... Huh? Is there someone... Holy fucking shit, Isla? Why is she just standing there, watching us? Is she enjoying it? But I suppose the even bigger question is, why am I letting her?
Now looking directly at Isla, it became quickly obvious that you noticed her.
He's watching me, watching. Why isn't he stopping? He isn't getting off on it, is he? And why am I still standing here watching? Am I petrified or something? Too in shock to move? Or am I enjoying this too? Whoa! I'm so close now. Wait, Sadie, don't. I want you to finish me from behind. Just don't forget to pull out when... Ah! Oh, fuck. Shit, Grim, did you see that? There was someone there watching us. Crap, I better act dumb. Shit, really, are you sure? Of course I am. Didn't you just see her close the bathroom door? I don't think so. Well, there was definitely someone there. And she's in there right now. Oh god, this is so embarrassing. Want me to go say something to her? Well, I'm not going to, that's for sure. Okay, fine, I'll do it. Just wait for me here. Oh no, that's not happening. I'm not hanging around here another minute. I'll just die if I come face to face with whoever it is. Where the fuck did she even come from? I have no idea. Okay, I'm out of here. I'll see you back home. Yeah, alright. It's probably better if they don't meet like this. Good luck! Guess I should go talk to Isla. Fuck, this is gonna get awkward.
After putting your pants back on, you slowly enter the bathroom.
Hey! So about what happened back... I'm so sorry, Grim. I shouldn't have been spying on you like that. Yeah, that was kind of strange. I just saw you and that girl and I, for some reason, I couldn't bring myself to look away. God, I'm such a fucking weirdo. No, you're not. You were just curious. It's really not a big deal. And that girl you saw me with, she's my girlfriend. Oh, yeah, she just arrived in town this morning. It was a surprise, to say the least. I see. Guess that explains why you two were so amorous. We did get a little carried away, I suppose. Shit, and she saw me, didn't she? Unfortunately, yeah. Wonderful. It'd be so awkward now if I ever meet her. It'll be fine. Sadie's not the judgmental type, so don't worry about her. Still, it's not a great impression to make on someone, is it? No, but it's not the worst either. At least she didn't catch you recording the whole thing with your phone. I'm glad at least someone can laugh about this. Like I said, it's fine. Stop overthinking it. Eh, yeah, maybe you're right. Hey, can I ask you something? Sure. When you saw me watching you, why didn't you react? You just kept going on as if I wasn't there at all. Honestly, I don't know why I did that. It's very unlike me. Seems like we were both doing something we wouldn't normally do. Seems that way, yeah. Alright, seems like a lot of things are going down. We've got counseling, Isla sneaking in on the romance. The romance between Grim and his girlfriend here, and this thing is going to get pretty crazy. I know, returning to Mia hasn't been a lot about Mia, but it's still a very interesting story regardless. There's so many other characters than Mia that we're getting introduced to in the Unseaten universe. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned.